heat with heat index 106 or higher. Scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Days after he reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it's all been cleaned up. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lawyers for the El Paso suspect's family say his mom called police weeks before the mass shooting,
expressing concern that her son was purchasing a, quote, AK-type firearm.
Flash flooding from the plains to the East Coast, and now a tornado.
People scrambling as the headquarters of USA Today is evacuated after reports of a man with a gun, later determining it was a false alarm.
With pressure growing on lawmakers, it appears there may be momentum to pass something known as red flag laws. It would allow police to remove weapons temporarily from people who might be a threat.
That Canada-wide search for those teenage murder suspects ended with the discovery of what are believed to be their remains.
Backlash is growing against Equinox and SoulCycle after it was revealed their billionaire owner is set to hold a fundraiser for the president.
Trejo says he was just in the right place at the right time. He watched a woman smash into an oncoming car. Trejo and another person pulled that young boy out of the back seat who was trapped in his car seat.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Also, we call this day TGIFE, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. They've got the Alabama Large Shrimp, $7.99 a pound. That's $7 off. I can vouch for them on a personal basis. The Lhasa Shrimp are spectacular also. I've already had them twice, and had it again last night, one last night, two on Saturday night with my steak. It was really, really, really good. Made that steak go a lot further, too. Then any caller can get in on the Squeak Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? So glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Squeak Creek Farm Market. By the way, Squeak Creek Farm Market are going to be heading down there this weekend. They have got that Silver Queen King corn is great. The peppers that you always hear Red Top and I talk about are really good. I like the red ones the best, but they still have peaches and wonderful tomatoes. The Slocums are gone. There's another one that's in there, and they're big, they're juicy, and very, very, very flavorful. I have to go down there and go get my football opening day game stuff ready, since I was playing a 12:30 game, if I'm not mistaken. Auburn's really? The nighttime game.
Okay. I'll catch up. I haven't even paid attention to that yet.
You haven't paid attention to that?
No, I let other people do it for me. You think other people are paying attention for me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just, they do it as a career, matter of fact.
I've learned to delegate certain cultural events to other people, and I find out for them.
One of the many reasons that I like you. Let's go to continue on with Chris Coons, talking about red flags laws.
Would you actually add this? If an 11th grader has a kill list and a rape list and writes it on the bathroom wall, his or her, but it's usually his, record should not be expunged at 18. I mean, is there a way to do privacy and not be too strict on and give people an idea of a fresh start, but still protect us? Because at 24, this guy's killing. At 17, yep, he's talking about killing. What would you do on that?
And that's a great question. Back in March, we had a constructive hearing on the Senate Judiciary Committee about these emergency risk protective orders, or so-called red flag laws. We have one in Delaware. I think we can and should have one federally that allows family members, that allows law enforcement with due process to take notice of the fact that an individual is doing things like you just referenced, making kill lists and threatening to kill people and speaking to their teachers and classmates and parents in a way that's genuinely disturbing. The Parkland shooter was someone who had engaged in that kind of a pattern. His own family, if I remember correctly, had called the police and said, he is going to do something terrible. We need help. We have to make it easier for families, for healthcare professionals, right, for teachers, and law enforcement with due process, right, in those emergency situations to take action. I think, Brian, we need to do all of, right, these. Background checks, red flag laws, the Nix Denial Act. This is going to take presidential leadership, and a great way that President, right, Trump can bring us together is to show leadership on this issue.
Right, and I think as long as we do what you do, then not do personal attacks, study what happened, try to stop what happened any way possible, things can get done. When it gets personal, everybody goes into gridlock mode and goes into their corners. Senator, thanks so much for joining us today.
I caution folks in this red flag law. First, it should not be a federal law. It should be states and then the federal government giving states money to carry it out. And the people who know the citizens the best and have some history that they can deal with are local law enforcement. Now, I will say that there are a lot of local law enforcement that are not capable of handling a lot of stuff. They think more like police officers versus someone on a psychiatric basis looking at something. We had this discussion with Mayor Strange when he was here last. There's a real problem with police. In other words, they come up with someone and they kind of have that kind of look. You can do a field test where you can get a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a clinical psychologist or a counselor to come out to the stop and do a field test with them, which is basically asking them some questions. Everything from, do you hear voices, to do you have any notions of hurting yourself or somebody? They ask in this very general terms, but the problem is you have to have a bucket of money to be able to get those people there. They call them and they don't show up because they don't get paid, basically, is what happens. But we have got to get serious about mental health and not locking people up, but finding people that need help and helping them. Those are two completely different things. I'm worried that the simple solution is going to be no. No, you cannot, because there's a possibility of you doing something that's not clinical and it's not tested. They just the answer just becomes no. And then we get into the, that's on the purchase level, but what happens on the, I own a pistol or I own a firearm, and Dan's acting a little weird, because there are probably 10 people who would say Dan acts weird. And so what we need to do is go take Dan's gun away. And that's a right that I have, that gun ownership. And I don't want to see someone's rights taken away. And our, any Democrat I have this conversation with is, would you be okay with someone taking someone's voting rights away? And it normally comes back 100% no.
Right.
And I said, well, the same thing with the weapon. Well, a vote isn't going to kill somebody. Well, maybe in your opinion. in mine, it can be very dangerous. But we have to be very careful about how we're going to do this, because we can get, when you get government involved in these things on the big national, federal level, you can run into some really big problems. This should not be done, in my humble opinion, particularly in talking to law enforcement officers, from the centralized database where you have the kind of the gun police, sometimes known as the ATF. But you need to get this on a local basis where they are dealing with the people. They know something about them. They can do the investigation. They can kind of find out. But it has to have some type of due process. No due process, no chance of anything happening, in Dan Morris's humble opinion. Nor should it happen, because then we're getting into losing liberties and rights.
Now, this is a little bit out of left field, but I saw a segment from Tucker Carlson's show last night that reminded me of it. He had on a professor, a black professor from Maryland, the University of Maryland.
I saw that.
Very good segment. I actually heard this idea initially. He's a hip-hop artist, rapper named Killer Mike, and he is a big advocate for gun rights for black Americans. And that professor added that addendum. And the idea is, the history of gun control in this nation is the history of taking and keeping guns away from blacks. If you're thinking the 1800s, they had every good reason. You know, we enslaved and marginalized these people. We oppressed these people. They'll probably try to kill us if they get weapons, which probably a good bet. Probably had it coming, some of you guys. Like the Klan, for instance, was against, gun rights.
Big time.
You know, like a big argument was, you can't give African Americans, obviously that's not how they referred to back then, you can't give them full human rights because that includes Second Amendment rights, and they'll come after me. They remember what I did.
Yep. And they would have. So that's a big point of discussion. I saw that piece on Tucker and didn't get a chance to cut it. I was very interested in having that. But as we're going to see, these things are kind of moving off the reservation. Now, we have stabbing in Southern California that leaves four dead. And it's really interesting. We're going to talk to Wayne first, but how CBS presents this. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, my friend?
Man, just fine as frog here, Dan. How are you?
I'm really good. Are you ready for hunting season to get started?
I'm gearing up for sure.
There you go.
I'm ready. When we're talking about rights,
yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When we're talking about rights, correct me if I'm wrong. okay. Now, gun ownership is a right guaranteed by the Constitution.
Right to bear arms.
To the best of my knowledge, voting is not a right. It is a privilege. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, I hear you making...
Wait a minute. No, you have... The law says if you are 18 years old, you have the right to vote.
Okay.
Voting's a civil right, though, is how I would classify it. That it's a right that has to do with how you engage with the government. As opposed to something like a natural right would be like the freedom of speech. And I think more generally, the Second Amendment covers the natural right to self-defense. What exactly you use to defend yourself is, I think, somewhat open to question.
Okay. That's clarification. A lot of people confuse the two, and I think it's important to know the difference. And, it's only semantics. But I am correcting everybody around me that refers to these folks as Democratic candidates in the Democratic Party.
Right. They kind of changed that over about 10 years ago, didn't they?
Well, they are Democrats, and they are a Democrat Party. They are nowhere near Democratic. So I don't think they deserve that title. And I'm really trying to do my part to change that. They are not Democratic at all. So, y'all help me with that.
Yeah, no, it's something I see all the time, and it's funny how they've nationalized that. Everybody's referred to as the Democratic Party, which
right.
is the Democrat Party.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Obama changed theirs over. It used to be the Democrat Party. Now it's because they own the ballot, it says the Democratic Party.
That's just not a correct term. So, just an observation. It's changed now. It won't change back, I'm sure. But I refuse to call them Democratic.
Yeah, the Democrats went to great pains to get that rebranded.
I'm sure it paints them in a different light than just being a Democrat.
Right.
It gives them the status of being Democratic, and I don't see them anywhere near that word. So, again, just an observation.
Good observation, Wayne.
Hey, you guys have a great day. I'm glad to get to talk to you.
Good talking to you. You take care. Keep the PMS going there, okay?
Hey, need to throw me an invite for one of those back deck JWB.
There you go. And will we solve all the problems of the world?
There you go.
You got it, buddy.
Or at least a handful.
Yeah, we'll take one or two, maybe the top four. Wayne, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate your friendship and you being a listener. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Immediate. carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Charles. Charles, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
How you doing, sir?
Dan? Yes, sir.
I had a quick question. It might be like a complicated question, but how are these states allowed to, like when the Supreme Court passes something and says that it's supposed to be a certain way, like, you know, we have laws about having illegals come over here, you know, stuff like that. How are states like California and stuff allowed just to blatantly ignore the rule of law and just do as they wish without any repercussions? I mean, you know, I mean, even with, like, concerning the red flag law, you know, like up in, I believe, what is it, Maryland or somewhere they have it. I mean, how are they able to just blatantly... That's basically make their own laws up.
That is a great question, and it's prosecutory choice. Is that they choose what to prosecute and what not to prosecute, and they can create their own hierarchy. So, for example, pot is illegal, but they choose not to prosecute it, and the feds would have to come in and prosecute it, and so they would need the local law enforcement's help to go do that, and local law enforcement chooses not to help them.
And I think the way it works, Charles, is that local law enforcement is not compelled to cooperate with the federal government and federal enforcement agencies, but they can't get in the way of them directly.
Well, how is there not any repercussions to a state?
Well, they tried. Jeff Sessions tried to do that by cutting off funding, but then he got stopped at the pass by a court system. Now, what they're going to do is rewrite the agreement with the city of cooperation that got into the "you must cooperate to receive this money," but then it was deemed that was being, you were forcing them to cooperate.
Okay. Well, we're forced to abide by laws every day. I mean,
well, you're forced to abide by laws that people choose to uphold.
Right.
So in other words, if you're driving down the Eastern Bypass and you're driving 60 miles an hour, and a police officer sees you, he's choosing either to pull you over or to not pull you over.
Right. And also, I'd encourage you, Charles, look up a place. It give you a lot of answers. It's fascinating what's going on in all sorts of different types of states. The 10th Amendment Center. And it's states resisting federal laws in all sorts of different ways.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all and what y'all do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate the telephone call. Let's go to Dale. Dale, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I'm driving back from up around the Chattanooga area.
Yes, sir.
And I was listening to talk radio this morning, and if I heard something right, I haven't heard it anymore on the air, and I'm checking in with you guys this afternoon. Was there a killing of four people with a machete somewhere here in the United States?
It certainly is. Matter of fact, let me play that cut for you right now. This is on CBS News this morning.
We begin with a deadly stabbing spree that brought a wave of violence to multiple communities in Southern California. Officers arrested the suspect outside a 7-Eleven store in Santa Ana. He is accused in a series of attacks over 2 hours that killed four people and wounded two others.
The rampage hit seven locations in about a 5-mile radius. Police call the attacks random and hate-filled. Mark Strassman is outside that 7-Eleven about 30 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Mark, what more do we know about the alleged killer?
Police are still piecing it all together and have not released the suspect's name, but this is the 7-Eleven where they arrested him and put a stop to this lethal rampage. Inside here is where the fourth and final victim was killed. Random attacks that police describe as pure evil.
Four people needlessly lost their lives from this
savage suspect.
Police say the killing spree began when the 33-year-old suspect burglarized an apartment in his own complex Wednesday afternoon. He allegedly then drove a silver Mercedes and robbed a nearby bakery. Its owner did not want to be seen on camera.
He showed me a gun. We saw this guy taking all my register, like all the tooth registers that I have.
So that's the first part of that story, Dale. And yeah, it is. He killed four people.
I don't understand. How was he able to do this without an assault rifle?
Well, there you go. You got to outlaw those butcher knives.
Yeah, and it's just, as we've said many, many times before, guns don't shoot somebody by themselves. Somebody has to pull the trigger, and if they don't have a gun, they're going to find another way of carrying out their terrorist act. Timothy McVeigh and his ammonium nitrate and fuel oil, and it's just... We got to change people, you know. And that's I'm a pretty old conservative kind of guy, and I really believe we got to get back to morals and ethics. And, that's this lack of teaching in our society, and these folks that are coming out of these homes, these kind of crazy ideas. I'm blaming it on our society, by men not teaching these young men how to act. So, and I just wonder, I saw a thing, it was dated 2018, of like the 27 mass murderers that were described as such, that 26 of those guys had come out of fatherless homes. So I'm sure that is a major factor of what's going on in our society.
Well, one thing we say in the show an awful lot is it all begins at home. And you're right on a statistical basis about the mass shootings. But the reason is because most of those mass shootings, of the 251, most of them are gang violence or inner city disputes that are happening and firing on folks.
Yeah.
And those come from fatherless homes.
Yeah. And I don't know what we can do as Christians. I guess we can just try to provide the best example we can do and try to mentor as many young people as we possibly can, and hopefully can make a difference.
I'll tell you what, this is a Dan Morris personal opinion. I think one of the biggest problems that is happening out there is, one, the breakdown of the family and the household. But churches used to go out and do outreach a lot more than what they're doing now. Now they seem to be more interested in buildings and gyms and youth programs and things like that for their own, you know, congregants, and they're not thinking about, you know, I was in prison and you came and visited me, I was hungry and you fed me, I was naked and you clothed me. We need to get a lot more interactive as a community out there.
Exactly. And there's some couple that I'm familiar with here in town. I think they're really hope-inspired ministries. I don't know if you've heard anything about it, but that is really, I think, having an effect on a number of people, and hopefully the folks that it's having an effect on are passing it forward, and there will continue to see that grow. And then there's a local guy that started, a black gentleman called That's My Dog.
Yeah,
and he has really reached a large number of young people and is trying to make it an impact in their lives. And he did a presentation that I attended. I think I was impressed with him. And he came out of a terrible background. He was, by age 11, he was a gangbanger in Chicago. And
when did you last see him?
I saw him. We have a thing called Third Tuesday. Have you heard about that?
Have not.
Okay, it's called Third Tuesday.
I've heard that.
And It's sort of sponsored by River Region Ironworks. And we meet on the third Tuesday night each month down at the old Pike Road School. And we've had a lot of different speakers. And, we had Captain Crunch, Mike Colin one time. John Ed Matheson did an incredible program. My next door neighbor, Colonel Henry Fowler, Hank Fowler, who was a POW 1 month short of 6 years in the Hanoi Hills, he was shot down in 1965, did a presentation last month. And I'm going to give you an invitation right now to come. 7 o'clock. I'm not sure the exact third Tuesday night at the old Pike Road School. And we do something down there. I'll even bribe you.
Let me do this.
It's a free steak supper for you.
Oh, wow. Well, I like that. I got to go here. I got to go to a break. Thanks for the telephone call. Enjoy my conversation with you.
You're doing a sweet, quick growing this
week?
We're doing
it for everybody unless their name begins with a D.
Put me in, man.
Dale, give me your month and day of birth.
12/28.
You got it, Dale. You're in. Joey, you got him?
Yep.
Coming back to you, Tommy Lee, right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Hundreds of mayors calling on senators to return to Washington to vote on expanding background checks for gun sales after mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton.
Fox News has confirmed that President Trump had a phone conversation with the NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre on Tuesday after the president expressed support for a background check bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not bring any gun control legislation to the floor without widespread Republican support.
Fox is John Decker at the White House. Forecasters predicting the U.S. will likely see more hurricane activity this season.
These ranges are 10 to 17 named storms, of which 5 to 9 are expected to become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 of those could become major hurricanes.
Dr. Jerry Bell with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
heat advisory in effect for today. I think the heat index later could get between 105 and 108, with the actual high temperature up to about 96. Big heat can produce big storms at times. We'll be watching the radar as some scattered showers and storms develop this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any watches or warnings for your location. For tomorrow, dangerous heat with heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly PrimeSouth Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Talk 93.1 WACV. 272-922A, that's where we are. Running out of shows here. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Tommy Lee did. Tommy Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I am really good. And you today, my friend?
Doing good. I want to give a shout-out, if you don't mind, to Sweet Creek for taking care of the Pike Road Band. Past couple of weeks, we bought food from them, but they were very, very, very generous.
That is great.
And,
for what? What's the name of the group?
Pike Road Band, the Pike Road Marching Band.
Oh, I didn't know Pike Road had a marching band, but now I do.
Yeah, you know where St. James is?
I do.
St. James Church.
I do.
They have the building right across from that church, and that's the new Performing Arts Center.
I know exactly where. That's right down from my church. I go to Christ Church, and I've always wondered what that building was.
Well, it was a church, and it's still a church on Sunday. Now it's they'll have plays there, and the band will practice there and all the instruments.
Tommy Lee, are you the band director?
I am not. I just got a kid in the band.
All right. What instrument does your child play?
He plays a trombone.
All right.
So we just do what we can to help, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there. The reason I called you is this issue about hardship rules and the Air Force and the Pike Road schools.
Yes.
I don't think it's being reported. Honestly, I could be completely wrong. This is just my gut. But I'm pretty sure that somebody somewhere is paying for each student from the Air Force base that goes out there. That hardship rule is not unusual. Lots of cities have that. And so if you work in the city or something, you can pay some amount of money. You may know this, but I'm just, you know, going over. If you work in that city, commute a long way, what have you, you can bring your kid to work with you and pay for the kid to go to school in that school district. It's not unusual. I've seen it in a couple of places. And I think in Alex City, for instance, when I first ran across it, I think it was like $250 a year. You know, you could bring your kid there. So something tells me, and it changes, to me, it changes everything. If somebody somewhere, like if each one of those parents is paying, let's say arguably $250 a year to send their kid there, there has to be some adjustment for the tax base, right? It changes the story. It's not just privileged military people. You know, it's a different story if somebody's, to me, writing a check for each one of those kids that goes.
Yeah, but let's make sure we have our numbers correct here. It costs a lot more than $250 for someone to go to Pike Road School. But this is what I understand, and if somebody out there, if I'm wrong, correct me on this. I always want to make sure I get this out factually. But under the hardship rule, that someone can say, we'll take this population under the hardship rule to be within our school system, even though they're not within our school system. And then the state will sign off on that and say, okay, we'll give you the $8,000 towards your kids from the state for those kids that are under that hardship rule, and then the city will have to make up the difference, which is the city-county portion that would normally go to them.
Well, you know, I'm against that. If I mean, I'm having to pay. I moved out there, took on more mortgage than I ever thought I would ever have in order for my kids. So, you know, I'm against that if nobody's paying. If they're just getting it for free. And if that is the case, then it needs to be reported that way. But if someone is paying that local tax portion, then it's just a different story. I'm not really taking a position on it. And at $250, I don't know. That's just what I was saying. I lived in LHC for a while, and I think it was about $250. It was 10 years ago. It's not apples and oranges. I'm just saying that that was in place, that this was already something that was in place and that I think somebody might be building on. And the story needs to be reported if someone is paying that. And if FICRO is getting screwed out of the money, then that needs to be reported.
No. What is happening, Tommy Lee, is that the child, if the child is at Maxwell and going to a public school somewhere else, those would be state dollars that would follow them there. What's happening is those state dollars, instead of going to where they're zoned, are going to go to Pike Road if they choose. And when they do the assessment and they do the headcount in October, Pike Road will be paid by the state of Alabama based on their enrollment on that October, or whatever the date is. I think it's the last Friday of October.
Well, sure. That's the way that should, wherever the kid goes, education money should be appropriate, a portion of whatever the term is, you know, for that. Because every kid, you know, it costs a dollar per kid, whatever. Well, the local tax portion, which we pay, which I think is, as you said, more than $250 a year. Who's paying that? You say nobody's paying that?
No, I think Pike Road, the community, is eating that, or they're coming up with it some way.
And on purpose?
On purpose. And here's why. You get the numbers start working for you. If you get because the way over majority is state money that goes into any system. The only places like Mountain Brook and a handful of other schools have even, you come even close to 25% of the amount of money per child is coming from the local, is coming locally. So Pike Road does better because they're going to get that state money, and it's going to get them towards the facility and towards the teachers.
So Pike Road chose it, or it was forced on them?
They chose it. It was my understanding.
I guess, yeah.
But I have a city council member for Pike Road is a sweet mate of mine. I may see him in about 30 minutes, and I'll ask him.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, those things are never reported that way, so you really don't.
Amen to that. Let me tell you something. Reporting in this city, getting down to the facts, particularly when you look at newspaper and some other outlets, they never. And the problem is, the reporter, the person who's doing the story, they don't know enough about the subject matter to ask the questions. It drives me nuts.
I've been involved. They don't get names, dates, or locations right.
Oh, yeah. No, I have the mayor on constantly. I'll say, I read a story or I saw a story on so-and-so. Let me make sure, because it's kind of confusing. And I'll ask him point blank what the real situation is. It's normally very different than the story I read.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy Lee.
I see.
Wow. We made it out of the bottom hour park, at least. Let's do the second part of the stabbing story in Southern California.
After that robbery, the suspect allegedly returned to the apartment he burglarized and killed two men by stabbing them repeatedly. Within the next 2 hours, police say he robbed a check cashing store and an insurance business, where he stabbed a female employee repeatedly. She's expected to survive. Just 3 minutes later, police say the suspect stopped at a Chevron gas station. He stabbed a man pumping gas. That victim also survived.
He stabbed him right here, and he cut, like, shanked him right through his nose.
Later, the suspect allegedly drove to a Subway sandwich shop, where police say he killed a customer before entering the 7-Eleven across the street. And there, they say, he disarmed and fatally stabbed a security guard. By the time he left the 7-Eleven, armed with knives and a handgun, police officers were waiting. One of the weapons was visible in the parking lot.
It's pure evil when this happens, and we don't see this happen every day. This is one of those things you see one time in a career.
The suspect, like all of his victims, is Latino, but he had no known connection to any of them. And police say his only apparent motive was robbery, hate, and homicide. Dana, it was horrific, but it's over.
And absolutely chilling, Mark. Thank you very much.
Okay, a lot of facts in the second part of that story.
Mm-hmm.
Latino killing Latinos. Does this guy sound like he was deranged by any chance?
Yeah, just a bit.
And particularly when you look at the guy that was just pumping gas, he is just pumping gas, and this guy just goes up to him and just starts stabbing him. And it doesn't show the stabbing, but it shows him coming up there, drawing the weapon on him, and then it cuts. Man, that's what happened. Let me tell you, there's nutty people out there. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, we're running out of show again.
Indeed we are. Been a good show today, though.
It has been a good fun show. I guess we'll leave some stuff on the table for tomorrow. Do a carryover. Fridays are normally fun shows. There was a Trump supporter that got outed by Congressman Castro. And
well, several, I think.
Yeah, several. But this guy got on Fox and Friends this morning. He is not a happy camper. He also gave to Castro himself.
I don't want anybody harassed or targeted.
But they will be because you put their names on in public.
Look, that was not my intention.
But that's what
these things
happen.
These things are public. No, what I would like for them to do is think twice about supporting a guy who is fueling hate in this country.
Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro defending his decision to tweet out the names and phone numbers of high-profile Trump donors in his San Antonio district.
One of the donors listed is Mark Hanrahan, and he is the CEO of Mid American Aerospace. And he joins us now. So first of all, your name is on this list. You find out about it from your children who saw it on Twitter. Are you deterred by it? What was the intended impact had on you?
Well, quite frankly, maybe I was a little naive, but I just was angered by the fact that anybody would
I mean, being outed as a contributor wasn't the problem, but tying me to that horrific tragedy in El Paso was galling. It just made me sick to my stomach. So I was, when I was called by a reporter, I did agree to chat in regard to what had happened.
This guy is very interesting, by the way. He's a successful business person. He's going to get it right down to the core.
Yeah, the fact that Castro did this is just despicable.
And the thing is, he thinks it's okay. And he and his brother kind of got in a Twitter battle with Trump on this thing. This is what's wrong, is that because you think you're right that you can do things like this, that's where they're coming from in this. News Talk 93.1 FM, I'm going to remind you about Dan Black's special till August the 15th. 33% off Beta, VHS, and 8mm conversions to digital. Save those tapes. They're going to fall apart on you. Several people have taken advantage of this, and they love it. They love the fact that they're going to preserve this videos of their kids and football games and recitals, and Christmas was a biggie. Had one friend who did a whole series of tapes over the kids' Christmases up to the fact that they were, when they were teenagers, from one to teen, and they said, I'm so glad that I finally got that done. And they heard me talk about the fact that, yeah, pull some of those out for the after rehearsal party for a wedding. The folks will really like this. So Dan Black, 33% off. He's got a new number, so let me give it to you. 334-676-1734. 676-1734. Dan Black, 33% off special. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. He'll give you that discount. Let me continue on with this Trump donor here. Talking about Castro and the donor. He knew exactly, in his opinion, Castro knew exactly what he was doing.
Joaquin Castro told Willie Geist that it was not his intention to harass or to target individuals. Do you buy that?
Not at all. I saw the interview with Willie Geist, and he started backpedaling a little bit, but the truth is that he knows exactly what he's doing. It's once again, we're just as a, I mean, as America's a free country, my dad fought in Italy as a combat soldier in World War II, and he was a big advocate of the First Amendment. He always said that Voltaire was his guide, that he didn't agree with what you said, but he defended with his life your right to say it. And the notion that I'm not free to support or think what I think is, and to be bullied with slurs of racism are just, I think a lot of people that of my generation that support the president are tired of it.
Why, Mark, does someone like Joaquin Castro or other Democrats think by outing your name they can intimidate you to not support a certain candidate?
I think that's been going on for a long time. They spit in a little Trump's face, and they harassed people at the restaurants, and I think that they think that that is a tactic that will work. I don't really understand it. I think it's a demagoguery.
And he'd be right with that. It's and again, they think that they're so right, and that if you are a Trump supporter, you're basically evil. You're racist, you're evil, and you need to be outed. And the more people who know about you, the better off the world will be. So that's the beginning point for these folks. And I think that people, conservatives in particular, libertarians in general, need to come up with how are they going to approach this and people dealing with it. And my personal feeling is I think you need to fight back in not a fighting way, but in get aggressive with these people and call them out on this, and particularly things that they've done in the past that are not consistent with, say, some of their viewpoints. And I think you'll find that in a lot of people out there, an inconsistency with particularly Beto O'Rourke is kind of the classic standing example. All the stuff he says, was he doing that as an individual in his past? And the answer is no. And he'll kind of go, well, you know, white privilege, I got privilege, and so I didn't deserve all this kind of stuff. Well, you seem to, you're not giving it back, I noticed that. Let's continue on with this Trump donor outed by Castro, and he's going to talk about harassment and the support illegal aliens, immigration here. Listen to this.
Mark, what's happened since then? Have you gotten phone calls or people pulled out or not doing business with you anymore? What's the fallout?
Well, honestly, there was a certain amount of skittishness, but it was mostly the millennial crowd. I work with a bunch of 20, 30-year-olds, and some of them were, hell, they wanted to lock the front door, and I thought that was kind of ridiculous. We received some emails, I guess, that were unkind, but I think... I haven't received, all I've received is a lot of kind comments by people that have known me throughout my life. I've been contacted by kids I haven't talked to for 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just surviving the social media heat of people you don't even know impugning your motives. But let me ask you this. They say you're supporting a campaign of hate and racism, which is ridiculous. Why do you support or have you supported President Trump?
I was raised in Iowa, and Eastern Iowa went 10% for Trump, and there were three issues. And I had kids in my neighborhood who went to Vietnam, and I'm 1,000% against overseas wars. I want to bring all the kids back. And number two, the trade deals have decimated Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We used to have manufacturing all over town. It's all gone. And the last is illegal immigration. My grandmother was a mail order bride from Ireland. I'm a treasurer of the people from around the world. I'm in an international business, and I visit all parts of the world. And I have nothing against immigration. I think the world of the people that come here to help the people down in Cuba. The Cubans built a wonderful city in Miami. So I just think that you should come to America legally. And those the three things that Trump stood for resonated throughout the Rust Belt. Where I'm originally from.
Spot on. Now, he's going to talk about it. He really kind of sums it up. And I'm going to say it for him. The freedom of association. You have, and constitutionally, you have the right of a freedom of association. And these damn Democrats are just completely forgetting that. Number four.
Yeah, Mark, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's the president of the United States. You might not agree with him. You might agree with him. You can give money to whoever you want. There are 22 Democratic candidates, and a lot of people are giving money to different ones, and they all have different messages. And that's okay. We live in America. Where do we go from here, Mark?
Well, I pray that that Joaquin Castro is treated like he should be treated. What he did was he wasn't just publishing a list of donors. He was hoping that they would be discombobulated or harassed or whatever, etc. Oh, wow. I just think we all have a right. We have in America right to free speech, and a lot of people that support the President Trump aren't going to be called. We're not going to be called racist and the other slurs without fighting back. I think it was just a matter of time. I think if it hadn't been Trump, it had been somebody else, the greater working class in America was not going to sit still forever. And I think they have their man.
I absolutely agree with that. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Greg Bedell, the Great. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell, the Great. He's next. Adios.